As Truman, I need to say something. Owen is a little hungover. Dom, that's true. Welcome everybody back to another episode of Dom, that's true. Of course, I'm your host with the most, Truman the Steam Machine, Steen, and Owen is a sick little boy. He's a little hungover. We did have the bachelor party this last weekend, so you guys get a little bit of hungover, Dom, that's true, where Owen is home, being a little sickly, and I will phone it in just a little bit. Listen, you come here for the honest truth. We don't rage bait you. We don't say things just to get a rise out of people. I'm here to tell you that I am quite simply just going to do a quick episode tonight. But we're still going to have a great time. We still do appreciate you all for tuning in. We appreciate you like, commenting, and subscribing. We appreciate you joining us on Patreon. For the patrons over there, Skylar, Dylan, Aaron, Meltbox, Kansas City, and Stephanie. I love you, Mom. We appreciate you for being over there on the Patreon. If you're on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, comment. A player who has switched teams that you think is in a sneaky worse situation. That people think are in a better situation. So today, what we're going to do is I'm going to do fantasy talk. So we went from a soccer team. We went from soccer talk where
we do not care. We don't care. Yeah.
To go straight into fantasy football, where, in case you were ever wondering, most people
we do not care. We don't care. Yeah.
They just simply don't care. They don't care about. They especially don't care about how your fantasy team is doing. I'm not going to sit here and claim to be a fantasy expert. What I will say is I'm a pretty active fantasy participant. For those who don't know my background along those lines, I play in just about 10 fantasy leagues a year, which is a ridiculous number. I eventually started saying no to some people. I had a few people who have reached out and I started saying no. But I run one. People are trying to bully me into running another one. I don't know if I will. I'm trying to start a fantasy super league. And to be honest with you, thinking about starting that while also in the middle of wedding planning season is not my greatest idea I've ever had. So I don't know if that's still going to happen or not. But either way, not this year. It might happen next year. Because that's something a 30-year-old should do. Is not a 29-year-old, you know. 29, you're still too young to run a fantasy super league. So either way, we appreciate you guys for being here. But yes, today I'm going to draft. I'm just going to keep saying that. We're going to draft the fantasy teams, and it'll be good. I'm going to give you insights. There's some players that have moved around. There's some players that you've seen up on the board. I think there's also some things that have changed that I think is interesting. Like we've seen the consensus kind of swing back on fantasy in the first round, where you're seeing a lot of these running backs listed. Although I do want to make sure that we are, hold on. Let me show you the draft settings just so you can see the rules. Oh God, no, we're okay. It's because we're in standard. I don't know anybody who's still playing standard. Half PPR, low-key kind of goated. You know what I like is, I like PPR with tight end point and a half. PPR. It's a little sneaky. Okay. All right. Roster settings. Yeah, save those now. Okay. Now you'll see some of those players down there change. Yeah, this will be fine. Yeah, let's just, you know, God's fantasy team, one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, two flexes is interesting, but that's fine. Okay. All right. Now you see some of those rankings change, which makes a little more sense. I'm going to random number generate. 1 to 10, random number generator. Thank God that didn't come up with an AI answer, Google. Appreciate that. Okay, here we go. 9, not a good spot to be drafting. But that's fine. Not a terrible spot. You know, I don't hate late in the first round because I think you're still getting quality player and then you're getting still great quality player. I think you're getting first round value in that second round a lot of the time. And then, you know, as opposed to getting the cream of the crop, sure, you get 1-1 or 1-2, you know, you're like, oh my God, I'm getting the best player at this position. But then you get back down and you're getting, you know, a quarterback in your second pick or things like that. So, okay. Luckily, I've got all the noise off. I'm going to take the alerts off. So we'll do this. all draft number 9. I'll just give you some thoughts as we go through, as we get up to there. It's, you know, we'll see how it goes. Bijan 1, Gibbs 2. Interesting. Okay, so this mock draft is skipping over. Okay, so 2 minutes per pick. I'll try to talk about each pick as I go, as we lead into it. So Bijan, Gibbs, I've seen that is kind of your clear consensus 1-2. The wide receivers and Christian McCaffrey after that can kind of be however you want to do them here. You know, James Cook is available to me here at this number 9, this 8 pick. He's ranked 8th. I'm picking 9th. I was very impressed with what James Cook did last year. I still think it's a good offense. I mean, you still have Josh Allen there to take a lot of pressure off the running back. I like him as a running back a lot. Your wide receiver options here are just a little scary. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Justin Jefferson. You know, two guys that were a little banged up-ish or just not putting up the numbers that you're used to them kind of putting up, you know. Here, I mean, you might even be able to put up – damn. No, I guess this is – it's still just showing our stats. But they're showing projected stats. But it's just not – you know, it's a little scary like that. So – I would probably go James Cook here just because I believe in James Cook a little bit more than I believe in Amon-Ra or Justin Jefferson at this point. And also with it being in the 9 pick, I know I'm probably going to get – I'm going to get one of these three, which is Amon-Ra, Justin Jefferson, Drake London. So I feel good about any of those three. I feel good enough about those three in the third round, just not in the first round here. So James Cook, first round. Amon-Ra, Justin Jefferson. So you have to go Drake London, which Drake London – I think is very consistent. I think can still be very good. Tua probably being the starter there is definitely icky. I don't know, man. I don't feel great, but so is Penix. I don't feel good about Michael Penix Jr. or Tua turned the ball over, but it's I feel good enough about Drake London. Drake London was kind of a league performer for me in the last little bit, so I feel good about taking Drake London here, so I'm going to. But Kenneth Walker's there. Ashton Jeanty, I've heard a lot of people being very high on. I'm low on Devon Achane. I normally am low on Devon Achane. I have no idea what that offense is going to look like there in Miami. Taking Trey McBride with your second pick would be crazy. I mean, with this high in the second round pick, especially. You could go running back just short up, but man, yeah, getting Drake London there. You know, real wide receiver one is really great. God, the computer went Trey McBride at the 13th pick, which is just crazy to think. Okay, an important piece of lore about my fantasy football performing is my claim to fame was I think it was 2 years ago. I was in 10 fantasy leagues or 11 fantasy leagues at the time. I made the playoffs in every single one. I did not win a single one of them. So take that for what you will. Maybe that says something about me. Maybe I'm taking high floor guys a lot of time. Maybe that's my issue. James Cook, high floor guy. Drake London, probably high floor guy. Neither are probably going to finish as RB1, you know, or wide receiver one. But I trust both of them to finish as running back in the top 10 and running back and top 10 and wide receiver. And that's what you're trying to get in those first two rounds. Brock Bowers at tight end here would be, I mean, insane, right? I mean, you have Kirk Cousins or a rookie throwing to him. I feel like that's a great situation to get Brock Bowers in. I don't think he will be there in most third rounds. I don't think he's falling to you at the end of a lot of third rounds. I think he should definitely be going end of second round. I mean, and his fantasy rank here is 25, but that's just how this mock works out. But Brock Bowers is number 3 would be awesome. That's funny. Rashee Rice goes right after that, and then you're into T. Higgins. So that's I know there's a listener who's very high on T. Higgins who thinks T. Higgins is I believe, top 5 wide receiver in the NFL is what he says. I would not pick T. Higgins this high. T. Higgins will have some of those huge weeks for you, but he's just not going to have any of those amazing weeks for you. This is where the draft starts to get a little interesting, though. So, top 4 here. Bucky Irving, Derrick Henry, Tet McMillan, Breece Hall. Bucky Irving, I think, really took a lot of good steps forward. I feel great about him as a running back, especially as running back two. Derrick Henry, I'm going to keep on riding the train that I think Derrick Henry is getting old, and I don't know if I believe in him as much as I used to, you know. Tet McMillan, just a little bit up and down for that first year for me. Obviously, you expect him to take a big step forward, but just not really what I'd love to do. Breece Hall, I just don't trust enough of what's going on in that defense and that offense. That, oddly enough here, I think I would pick Bucky Irving over, and then Kyren Williams is there also, I guess. But I'm actually going to pick Bucky Irving here. I have James Cook, Bucky Irving, Brock Bowers, Drake London. I feel like that's a great first four here. So when it comes back around, I think you're looking either quarterback or another wide receiver just to seal it up. I'm a Chiefs believer, so I would maybe trust that Mahomes is going to get to me late. I would have to see how much I like the wide receivers here, though. Zay Flowers, Travion Henderson, Devontae Smith, Joe Burrow. Man, so if I was in, I'd love to be in the double pick spot here, because I would go Devontae Smith, Joe Burrow. I have to ask, who do I think is going to be there? On the flip side, he's grabbed four wide receivers. So I feel like Zay Flowers, Devonta Smith is probably going to be back around. I'm going to grab Joe Burrow here because that's, I mean, an elite fantasy quarterback, not an elite. I mean, you know, I guess an elite actual quarterback, but not a top five like he is in fantasy. While I don't believe T. Higgins is a top five wide receiver in the NFL, I do believe Jamar Chase. I wanted to say Chase Brown so bad. I believe Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are a top wide receiver duo in the NFL still, and they help Joe Burrow just plenty. And I think Joe Burrow puts in good spots for his wide receivers. Give me Joe Burrow. I'm loving how this team is shaking out. Oh, my God. I don't know what the computer is doing. This guy has five wide receivers. Just picked his first running back when R.J. Harvey. And Devonta Smith is there. So we go back and we get Devonta Smith. I mean, the number one wide receiver, nobody else to throw to. Obviously, A.J. Brown leaving. It's crazy because A.J. Brown is going in that third round. And anybody that's watched the Eagles could probably tell you that Devonta Smith is a better wide receiver. I still feel better about Devonta Smith than I feel about A.J. Brown. And I guess Drake May is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts at throwing the ball, for sure. But especially with no more competition in Philly, I'm not sure why you wouldn't be grabbing Devonta Smith. I mean, I am probably not going to draft A.J. Brown in many leagues because I just am not an A.J. Brown believer. Interesting. If Owen was here, he would know who I was picking. I'm going to pick my steady Eddie, my goat. I guess I'm not looking at bye weeks right now, but that's fine. We'll be fine. I'm picking Courtland Sutton here. This is a weird belief of mine, not even a weird one, I guess, but I am a huge Courtland Sutton lover. He always is putting up steady numbers for me. He's always going to be at the floor, a wide receiver too for you. If you end up in a flex, you don't feel bad about it. He is just always there to help produce. He has had a lot of really solid back-to-back-to-back-to-back years where he's putting up good numbers, good solid numbers. I'm grabbing Courtland Sutton here because, you know, I've got two running backs, two wide receivers, and a tight end and a quarterback. So I feel like I can kind of pick best available, and seeing Courtland Sutton there is kind of my best available. Dang. I was kind of hoping Kyle Pitts would have fell there. Tucker Kraft was really good last year too. Could get high upside Jackson Dart. Mondre Stevenson. I'm not going to pick a team's wide running back two here, so I'm going to actually flip over, maybe try to go find a running back one still. So Rico Dowdle's out of Carolina still. Chuba Hubbard's there. I mean, gosh, although I just – Kyle Monongai, I guess? I mean, Swift moved on, right? I want to say – no, DeAndre Swift is still there, but maybe you feel Monongai is going to pass him? Like, I'm not going to pick an older than running back one, running back two, you know? God, Sam Laporte is there, too. Could have a big bounce back year. Quarterbacks, I'm just not going to go get a quarterback two this early. Tight end. See, okay, and this is where, so I pick a lot of high floor guys, right? James Cook, Drake London, Brock Bowers, Bucky Irving, Joe Burrow, Devonta Smith, Cortland Sutton, all very solid floors. And then that allows me to, I've built that strong base. Now I get to go take a few swings. And for me, that's going to be Kyle Monanga here. So we'll see how the board breaks down after that. I think obviously I'm looking, coming back, I think I'd be looking for tight end here. If a really good quarterback is there, damn, I was kind of hoping Caleb Williams might come all the way back around, get a high upside guy there, but Jalen Hurts is already gone. Do like a stack, though. Obviously, James Cook, I'm not going to stack with anybody. I might draft Mendoza late to stack with Brock Bowers. Baker Mayfield would be later on, not really a stack, though. Bo Nix, actually not a bad grab in the later rounds as well. So probably going to actually wait on quarterback and look at, although, speaking of a big swing, I can't help myself. Okay, I'm probably going to pick Pat on the turn, but I am going to grab another tight end. Now I'm going to grab Dalton Kincaid here. I'm going to still go high floor here. Oh, my God. They grabbed Patrick Mahomes. You son of a bitch. How did they know? How did this draft know? How did the mock draft hear me say that I'm grabbing Mahomes when he comes back around? That's crazy. Okay, let's. So, James Cook, Drake London, Brock Bowers, Bucky Irving, Joe Burrow. Also, firm belief, I have a coworker whose mantra is that you cannot do mock drafts or talk about fantasy until after 4th of July. So big reason why we're doing it now is that it is after 4th of July. Never talk about it before 4th of July. But that being said, everybody's going to try to draft Labor Day weekend now, which is a great weekend for me to draft this year. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge to everybody. Because Tina's going to be out of town. Okay. All right. I'm still going to save on quarterback. I already told you. Too early to start grabbing the rookies. Yeah, give me Ricky Parasol. See how his actually no, give me Alec Pierce. Alec Pierce was huge in Indianapolis when Daniel Jones was healthy. Just got a good deal. Pretty sure he just got paid. So yeah, I feel good about him. Again, another high floor could move into. That wide receiver, it could be a wide receiver one in Indy, so you're still getting a wide receiver one kind of down here, which is kind of nice. So yeah, I'll grab Alec Pierce here. Then, okay, so how long do you wait on either? You know, we talked about Bo Nix, and we talked about I'm not going to go get Baker Mayfield. So it's Bo Nix. So it's how long do we wait on Bo Nix? Just saw three quarterbacks come off the board. How far down is Bo Nix? Matthew Stafford still there? The league MVP last year? It's kind of interesting, isn't it? All right, I'm grabbing Bo Nix now. Owen is listening back to this episode and screaming about me grabbing Bo Nix and saying, that's why you lose. That's why you lose a fantasy. That's fine. Bo Nix gets a stack with Cortland Sutton. If they have a great year, they have a great year. He's also only going to start when Joe Burrow gets hurt for 3 or 4 weeks like he always does. Okay, so we've got... got those guys going. We've got a backup tight end. We've already got the backup wide receiver, backup running back. So I guess what I'm looking for here is I'm going to go to running backs, and I think what you're looking for is guys that you could see go crazy. You're seeing a lot of tight ends that are older or hurt. George Kittle's there. Dalton Schultz is there. You don't want to go back-to-back quarterback. You don't need three quarterbacks on your team. Although Matthew Stafford being there is, I mean, tempting. If Bo Nix is banged up. Kenyan Sadiq is there. Could be interesting if he was on a better team. Sucks that he's on a terrible team. Shit, dude. Who are we grabbing? Who do we grab? Just run out of time. I mean, this is why the clock is longer, right? Yeah, you know what? Give me Quentin Johnson. Maybe last year wasn't a fluke. Actually, Stephon Diggs is there. Who do we think Stephon Diggs is signing with? Romeo Dobbs in New England? I feel better about that. Was it A.J. Brown's wide receiver two is always destined to succeed? Fuck it. Give me Quentin Johnson. I don't love it, but luckily it's pick, 12 in this draft. We're going to have to grab kicker and defense, so one more swing here. Unfortunately, I have not got to take many huge swings because it's not a I do a lot of leagues now that don't do defenses anymore or kickers, or they'll do one or the other kind of. Running backs, Emmitt Johnson there in Kansas City. I don't think so. Quarterbacks. Oh, this is where we talked about maybe grabbing Fernando. But why would I grab a third quarterback? You just don't need a third quarterback. Same way you don't need a third tight end. Fernando's, he's going to get picked up that first week that we start to see Kirk do bad. Fernando, one that you grab maybe if one of these two guys get banged up. But for now, I'm actually just going to go find a rookie wide receiver, Casey Concepcion. If you're going to have a good year for the Browns, it's always your rookie year, right? Until they really Cleveland you up. I mean, gosh, not a good – not really a great, and I think we kind of saw this in the draft, not really a great skill players draft. Like, a lot of defense going early, and, I mean, the wide receivers, a few went in that top 10, top 15. Just no real great swings at it that you're like, oh, I got to have that guy. I know Price is a lot of guys that people – a rookie that a lot of people want for running backs. But, yeah, I'm going to go Casey Concepcion and just take best rookie available there. And then you have to draft defense and kickers. Listen, it's all made up. The rules don't matter. Not drafting a rookie kicker. Why are all these kickers – I swear, am I going crazy? What's happening? Am I flipped? Do I have to grab a kicker here? No, I still have to grab a kicker. Why are these? Dude, I'm going crazy. Okay, there's all right. What the hell is going on with that? That's weird. It's like they put all the kickers up high who aren't on teams. Well, something to watch for, I guess, if you're drafting kickers blindly on sleepers that they might. Might need to sort by points. I'm not sure what they're sorting. I guess that I'm seeing what happened, I guess. No, I have no idea. I assume it's this ADP being 999 is that it can't go higher than that. And if you see these kickers are all like in the 3000s or the 1000s or whatever. So I'm wondering if it's just some glitch with their software there. So yeah, well, grab Brandon Aubrey. Maybe kickers are a little less random than defenses, although it seems that the mock would tell you to draft defenses first, although I'm streaming a defense every day of the week and twice on Sunday. I'm not picking a defense and sticking with that defense the whole time. If you don't pick one, you end up with the Rams, the Texans, the Seahawks, or the Eagles, which I believe are four of the best defenses out there, really. I mean, right, the Rams are just got Myles Garrett, and, I mean, you know, are talking about bringing back Aaron Donald, and we're – you know, right there next to a Super Bowl. I guess not a great – but, I mean, did just also add Trent McDuffie and Jalen Watson, two guys that we saw do great. The Texans are always an elite defense. The Seahawks defense just was a strong reason they won the Super Bowl last year. And then the Eagles defense has been good just about every year I've seen it. So, I guess I'm going to take the Rams just in case Aaron Donald comes back. There you go. There you go, a little Dom, that's true, hungover mock draft. The best time to do mock drafts is when you're doing nothing else. Like, it's a great – listen, if you don't want to be scrolling social media and rotting your brain, rot your brain with fantasy mock drafts. That's the type of season it is now. So we got it. Who said first? Hold on. Yeah, first non-bot comment for sure. Sorry, you're all the way over there, but oh my gosh, I lost him. All right, I'm checking chat. Thank you, Tanner. Thank you for being in here first. There you go. You guys get to see Tanner. He's been following since 2020. He's an OG right there, and he's first today. Really great job, Tanner. Hopefully I didn't see you too late. We'll see. But yeah, so there is Tanner for you. But we are having a great time. So, oh my gosh, my mouse is bugging out now. Now I can't get him off the screen. Nice. Oh, the heart from Tanner. So yeah, that's a little fantasy mock draft. It's a good time of the season to be doing that. Appreciate everybody for still tuning in for this kind of, you know, a little bit of a recovery week here with Owen out and me coming back from my bachelor party. It was a great bachelor party, in case anybody's wondering, you know. We went to Baltimore, had a great time, watched the Royals lose. That's what they do. Got to go to the Guinness out there, got to go to the Inner Harbor, get some great seafood, lose a bunch of money at the casino. You know, we did it all, really. Smoked a ton of wine, Black and Milds. Smoked some joints. I guess I didn't smoke any weed, but I maybe had one or two, I guess, puffs. But I don't know. I was bad at it. I'm bad at smoking weed. I don't do it anymore. There you go. James Cook, Drake London, Brock Bowers, Bucky Irving, Joe Burrow, Devonta Smith, Cortland Sutton, Manangai, Kincaid, Pierce, Nix, Johnston, Casey Concepcion, Brandon Aubrey, and the LA Rams there for the defense. Honestly, I feel like that's a great team from what I'm looking at. Obviously, the guy next to me would have a hell of a wide receiver lineup, but, you know, only thing that could kill me there is bye weeks, but I'm not drafting these reps for the actual players. I'm really just seeing how the boards break down and see what it is, so. You're always welcome to send me your fantasy drafts, by the way. While I joke that a lot of people don't care about your fantasy teams, I actually do. I like to see how people do and how they draft and what their thought process was and whatnot. I'm slower sometimes to learn the new guys, or I am also on social media less, so I'm learning less about players. I feel like I saw Tank Dell on social media a while ago, and that was really what got it done. Oh, God. I'm seeing chats. Let me bring them over. And then I'll sign off for realsies, though. Oh my God. What is this? What have I done? All right. I got rid of that. So that's good. All right. I'm just going to bring you guys over. That's fine. Was Owen too hungry to join you? Yes. Yes, he was. That's right. There you go, chat. Yes. Sorry. This is how I should have had it, so I could read it instead of where we were doing. But yes, Owen was too hungover to make the show today. So it's hungover Don. That's true. He said he had a little tickle in the throat. He's running a little fever today. That's how it goes. Feel like you just can't go anywhere any days without getting sick just a little bit. So, but Owen will be back next week. We might do more fantasy stuff. Was he drinking on the plane or something? No, just still hungover. You know what? He was actually drunk the whole time. Would you know that? He was drunk the whole bachelor party. 4 days. He never sobered up. That's drunk Owen. He just feels sober because he is so drunk all the time. So it's crazy. It's crazy how that is. So, guys, we appreciate you for being here. Owen will be back. Your comedy on YouTube, a player who switched teams that you think is going to be worse. Yes, there you go. You got it, Framps. Owen is always drunk, actually. Yes. This is going to be a terrible Spotify episode. I apologize in advance, but it'll be a good YouTube episode, I guess. Hopefully. Hopefully this is a good little bit there. Again, just a little hungover Dom, that's true, mock draft for you. But we appreciate everybody for being here. Appreciate you for hanging out. Twitter.com/SteamMachine. Twitter.com/OwenGoshDomit if you want to go razz him about being too hungover to be on the show. Patreon.com/HomeDisaster, you want to help support us? And honestly, thank you to all the patrons. Shout out Aaron, Skyler, Dylan, Mailbox Kansas City, and Stephanie. I love you, Mom, for doing all that. We, you know what? Honestly, give us ideas on the comments or elsewhere on stuff that you'd like to see on Patreon. We, you know, the Patreon, the patrons subscribe. The patrons are probably people that have that subscription on their debit card and forget about it for the most part. So we appreciate it. Same with the Twitch subscribers, guys. We appreciate everybody in all the ways they support us. However, we'd like to actually give good value back to you, or, you know, and be enticing to new people as well. So if you have any ideas on content you'd like to see from us in general, content you'd like to see from us on Patreon, on TikTok, on social media, if there's things that you'd like to see us do that you've seen other people do and you're like, that was funny, I would like to see my guys do that, we can be your guys. We'll try it. We'll do anything. We'll try anything once. I'll make Owen sit down here and film cat girl TikTok dances. If you guys think that is what is going to help us get more eyes on us and everything, we can do that. I'll get Owen down here as punishment for being too hungover. He's going to put on the cat ears and the maid skirt. He's going to do the whole, he's going to do the whole thing. So otherwise, that's all I really had for you guys. Again, thank you for being here. For the guys who watch, who listen to the show, thank you for coming to the bachelor party this weekend. It was really great, really special weekend. And we'll, you know, we'll have Owen back next week. Owen did a great job playing everything. Owen is a fucking G for getting that done. So it was a really great time. But I had a great time with you today doing the first fantasy mock draft of my season. This is the first time I've done it. So of plenty that'll be coming. Guys, thank you for showing up. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Anybody want to be pregnant?
It's like he's still here.